There are drill bits. There's an old antique arrow. There is a set awl. There's an old fan, a lure.
That's Traverse City artist
Old-fashioned
Steve Palmer listing some of the things he uses to make his
curl
found art
hair,
fish
multicolored
sculptures.
dominoes. It's got a van. It's got a shaving brush.
He uses so
An
many
old
different
light
objects,
bulb.
it takes him nearly
You know,
3 minutes
anytime
to
you need
list
a light
them
bulb
all,
with
and
projection,
that's
you
for
need
just
a movie
one
projector,
fish.
chess pieces, an
The
old
combination of these everyday things means you
long
can't stop
bobbin,
looking at Steve's sculptures.
yarn.
Each artwork is full of
Let's see what
tiny,
else there
surprising
is.
details that are woven into the
Wood
structure of the fish or
container
built into
for
its belly.
pencil leads.
Think of it as the
There's
fish sculpture
thread.
version of
There's
I
the roots
Spy.
to pens. There's a pencil. There's a some
It all
dice.
started 3 years ago. Steve had spent years making and selling fused glass plate artwork in his spare time. It was Christmas, a busy time, and he was tired of glass.
I thought I just have to do something different.
Earlier that year, he and his wife had been to a garage sale where they bought some old tools and an old crutch.
So I just kind of started laying things out. I had a couple of saw blades, and it kind of all of a sudden looked like a fish.
He was so pleased with his creation, he decided to enter it in the Michigan Fine Arts Competition, and he won.
Won third place, $1,000. Somebody bought it for $2,000, and I thought, wow, this is fun. So I started making all different sizes and smaller ones and a variety, and that was 2.5 years ago.
Now Steve's studio basement has a storage area the size of a small bedroom devoted to warehousing fish bits and pieces. It takes a lot of found objects to feed these fish, so to speak. For this, he has a helper, his wife of 32 years.
My name's Raynette Palmer, and I assist in fish making and do art of my own. And I procure, that's what we call me, a procurer. I get all the goodies in the inside.
Steve's success means the couple is always on the lookout for new things to include in the fish creations.
We cannot pass by any place, any town now that doesn't have a Goodwill that we don't go in. Salvation Armies, thrift stores, eBay, Friends. If we see some place that's having a garage sale that looks good, we go in. So I do a lot of that on my own.
Finding exactly the right objects is tough. Sometimes it's Steve who comes up with something new.
Just recently, some of these window cleaners. These are like a squeegee for window cleaners. Doesn't that look like a tail of a fish?
It does.
Yeah.
But the biggest challenges are left to Raynette.
Well, Steve always says he wants long things for his fish, and so trying to find a unique variety of long things, and so I think I'll find something really cool and I'll show it to him. No. So it has to pass by me and then it has to pass by Steve.
Someday, Steve envisions moving on to more abstract art or even other creatures. But first, he's thinking about building the biggest fish ever. He's already stockpiling materials, including a key piece that will make up the fish's long mouth.
Like over here, I have a huge tree saw. Now, sometime I just can picture making like a 25-foot fish, but I haven't figured that one out yet. Like, how to even get it in and out of the house once I do make it. So, and got that at a Goodwill for $30. So, somehow it'll turn into a fish sometime. It could even be a fin, perhaps.
Steve has now made more than 300 sculptures, but he still marvels over how turning found objects into fish has changed his view of everyday things. And he hopes he's changed our view of everyday things, too.
Like these crutches to me just look like fish. And my guess for you, every time you see a crutch now, you're going to think, oh, geez, why didn't I think that looked like a fish?
In Traverse City, I'm Nancy Basilchuk for Interlochen Public Radio.